حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
With this hope and prayer, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the words which are beneficial for both the speaker and the listener, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We just hope that this effort that we are putting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Waliullah al-Azam, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it in his best of his acceptance. Recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the destruction of the plots of the enemies of Islam, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We have started this discussion about وَعَتَثِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. This ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this obligation that is there on each one of us as an individual and a group of people. Recite a salawat.
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدْ.
And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq today, we will try to read some part of the Sirah al-Mizan under the ayah of Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 208. But before that, as I recited one hadith yesterday, as a reminder for each one of us that how great this responsibility is on our shoulder, as far as creation of this bond of walaya among each other, and what type of rights that we have on the brothers and this group of people that want to come together and help each other in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively. This hadith is in Usul al-Kafi. In Usul al-Kafi we have, which is one of the most authentic book of ahadith that we have, narrations that we have. There is a chapter called Kitabul Iman wal Kufr. This is a chapter name. And then there are other sub-chapters. This is a book name and there are sub-chapters in it. One of the chapter is this, the right of a brother, one brother mu'min on the other brother. There are certain riwayat which are mentioned there, and some of them are quite, when we read these riwayat, it seems that it is very difficult and for us to first of all digest these responsibilities that are mentioned in those riwayat and then act upon it is definitely more difficult than just listening to it and understanding it, that what the riwayat are saying. In this riwayah, which is a shorter riwayah, which I am trying to read inshallah today, one of the companion, or one of the Shia, I can say like this, one of the Shia, Abdul A'la, who live in Kufa, he said that I have the opportunity that I was visiting Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. In Medina. So when I was leaving city of Kufa, you know that normally when you are visiting from one place to another place, you ask the people that if you have anything to bring from there, or you have anything to take from here to take for the people who are living there. So he was asking people who are living in Kufa that, do you need something from, I'm going to Medina and hopefully inshallah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, I will visit the Imam too. Do you have anything? So he said that they wrote different letters, asked different questions from me, and they said, okay, give this letter to Imam and then bring the answers from the Imam. After that, he said that when I collected all these questions from them, one of the questions, all of them asked me that when you go to visit Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, please ask Imam that what are the, I'm just reading the statement, that Amaruni, they asked me, they ordered me, an as'alahu, that I should ask Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, an haqqil muslim ala akhi, that please ask on our behalf from the Imam, because it was a common question, they didn't write it, just ask me shifaan, that okay, ask Imam alayhi salatu wasalam verbally that what is the right of a mu'min on other mu'min. He said that fasa'altuhu falam yujibni. He said that I visit the place of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and I asked this question from Imam, but Imam didn't reply. فلما جئت لأودعه, and he said that I was staying there for a few days. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam replied to all my questions, like for example the replied letters that were written by the mu'mineen, he replied to all of them. The day I was doing the wida from Imam, I was saying that, okay, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, it's my last day and I want to return back towards Kufa to the back to the mu'mineen and the brothers that are living there. So he said that فَقُلْتُ سَأَلْتُكَ فَلَمْ يُجِبْنِ. He said that, you know that the first day when I came, I asked you one question, but you never replied to me. Can you please reply today? Because now I'm leaving. I was waiting that, okay, maybe next day you will reply to me, maybe next day you will reply to me, but I didn't receive any answer. And these brothers are waiting for this answer. Can you please reply to me? The answer of Imam is that فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن تَكْفُرُ. He said that I have a fear that if I tell you and you start, if you know that what is the responsibility, you deny that. You will say, okay, no, it's not possible what you are saying, Imam. Because inna min ashadda maftarada Allahu ala khalqi thalathan. He said that the severest of the toughest of the tasks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated on a human being are these three that I mentioned to you. And I'm again saying that maybe you can say, okay, don't tell this hadith to us, because this companion of Imam is saying that, oh, please don't say, inform us, because if we know, then it will be a trouble for us. But unfortunately, because I knew, because I read this hadith, so now I have the responsibility that I should convey to you, so inshallah, together we have to fulfill that responsibility. Is that a salawat? But again, when we are reading these hadiths, as I mentioned to you in the last hadith too, that it is telling us that what type of culture Imam wants to have among the mu'mineen. Okay? We have to learn that culture, this type of trust that should be there, this type of understanding that should be there among the mu'mineen. This is the point where I'm again saying that the summary, the gist of the point is this thing. Definitely there are certain responsibilities, as I mentioned to you, that in other riwayat there are details, rights that are mentioned there. But just to understand that what type of culture that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam wants to have among the mu'mineen, and we can compare our standards right now with the ideals that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam wants to have among ourselves. Again, this hadith is from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, the same way that we studied the hadith yesterday. In this hadith, Imam mentioned three rights among the mu'mineen. The first thing Imam said that insaf al mar'i min nafsihi حَتَّى لَا يَرْضَى لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا يَرْضَى لِنَفْسِهِ مِنْ. The first thing Imam said that the person should be do the justice to himself. The statement is quite interesting. Imam said that you have to do the justice with yourself. Okay? What do we mean by that? Imam said that you should not perform something to your brother, or maybe I can translate حَتَّى لَا يَرْضَى لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا يَرْضَى لِنَفْسِهِ مِنْ. That he should not be in the state of satisfaction what he is doing with his brother, but what he expects or what he likes the brother to do with him. Not what the brother is doing with him. You got the point? What he likes the other brother to do with him, he should do the same to this brother, and this is the justice with himself. Because it is he who will fulfill, like for example, if I want to have a justice with me and I am expecting something from you, this is my responsibility that I should behave with you the same way. So Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you should understand that. This is, if you are doing the justice with you, this is the thing, that you should treat your brother the same way you like the brother to treat you. Okay, not the way he is treating you right now. Normally we do like this. He say, okay, I start looking at, like for example, X, Y, Z, and try to see that what he is doing with me. Okay? This is not the culture that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying. This is the materialistic culture that we are looking in. What the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to us is this type of trust that among the mu'mineen, that type of trust should be there. Number two, مُوَاسَاتَ الْأَخِ فِي الْمَالِ. As far as your wealth is concerned, there should be مُوَاسَات. It is not مُسَاوَات. مُسَاوَات means equality. Like for example, if I have something, I share 50-50 with you. I say, okay, I have I don't have that $1 million in my account, but I say, okay, if I have that wealth, I'm sharing 50-50, 50% is yours, 50%, this is musawat, okay? Muasat, which is mentioned in the riwayat a lot of times regarding the relationship among the mu'mineen, Muwasat means that, in the simple word, I can translate like this, that Muwasat means that the wealth that you apparently own, you do not think that it's yours, okay? You think that it's ours as a mu'mineen. And it is, like, for example, the relationship between two brothers is like this, that you are thinking that whatever the money that you have, you think that it is the right of your brother. The same way I have the right to use this money in any form as I like, the same way my brother can use this money that is in my account, apparently, he can use the same way, whatever he wants. It's like this, that you have the same account, like, for example, you have a joint account type of thing, okay? You are the one who is earning your joint account. And you are not asking each other that, okay, where you are spending the money. It's a joint account, and wherever the brother can use, they can use. Right now, like, for example, between the husband and wife, that type of relationship is not there in the West, okay? So they have a separate account. If there is a joint account, it's still every month they look at the account balance and everything, and then that see that, okay, where the amount is going, and who is earning how much, and who is spending how much, okay? But the relationship that Al-Bayt al-Mustanam wants to see among the mu'min is like this. And the last thing Imam says, Zikr Allah ala kulli halin. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every stage that you are in. But then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam explained that, what do I mean by that? Laysa subhanallah walhamdulillah. I'm not saying that you should just say, have a tasbih in your hand and saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar with your hand, okay? It is not the primary purpose what I'm saying right now. From the zikr, I mean something else. He says that, وَلَكِنْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَدَعَهُ. When you are close to something which is prohibited on you, which is haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is you are not allowed to do that, you have to reject that thing. You do not have to perform this thing. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this riwayah is talking about the right of the among the mu'mineen, it is tough. It is not easy for us to perform. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is asking us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Remember Allah so that He can help you to fulfill that responsibility. And on the other hand, when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember that this reaction or action that I'm performing with my brother mu'min, it is because of the fact that we are connected with the bond of the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not because I need something from Him, because I am expecting something from Him. This is not the case. I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind me that, okay, if I am doing something with my brother, if I am doing something good with my brother, it is not with the expectation of the reward that I want to get the return from Him. No, it is just for the sake of Allah that I am doing it. And this is, again, I am again saying that because the task was so difficult and severe and heavy on our shoulder, the burden is so heavy that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that at the end, the third thing he was saying, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not, I'm not saying that just say with the tongue, which is the first stage of the dhikr that is necessary. But Imam saying that you should go deeper than that and truly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help when you are in that stage, because when you are not able to fulfill this responsibility that is there on your shoulder regarding your brother mu'min, in that case you are doing something which is prohibited on you, and you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you out so that inshallah you can fulfill that responsibility. Recite the salawat. Now under this ayah of Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 200, which is the last ayah of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given three important hukum to Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, those people who are the believers, who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in the akhirah. Isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Three hukum, three obligations are there. Wattaqullah. Again, you can see here that after these ahkam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you have to remember, you have to feel that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that la'allakum tuflihun, which Allah ta'ala has mentioned that this la'allakum tuflihun is the collective, perfect and comprehensive success that can be achieved by performing these three tasks or the orders that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, it is not partial success. Otherwise, if you are talking about the partial success, in this world, so many people are, maybe they have some type of success in their mind, and they think that they are in the state of Allah, they are successful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is saying that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, it is collective hope and omen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to mention, the silver lining that is there at the end of the tunnel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, you collectively will reach the success, and that success, as I mentioned to you, is a perfect comprehensive success, both in this world and the hereafter. Okay, sometimes we just disconnect these two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say no, it is a very comprehensive success for the Islamic Ummah. If they reach this point, if they are able to succeed in this ahkam, these ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these three ahkam, they will reach a perfect success and perfection. What do we mean by isbiru? What do we mean by sabiru? What do we mean by rabitu? Okay, what are the three stages that are there mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala has mentioned that the first thing, isbiru, He said that first of all, He said al-awamil mutlaqa, that these awamil are mutlaqa, there is no condition for that. In every stage, every person has to fulfill this responsibility. First, He said fas-sabr, the first thing, isbiru. Yuradu bihi as-sabr, He said that there are, you know, in the riwayat we have mentioned that three sab of sabr are there, three different form or conditions, or you can say that stages that you are in, and in these three circumstances, I can say that three circumstances, you have to do the sabr and be steadfast in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the three circumstances? He say as-sabru ala shadaid, as-sabru fi ta'atillah, and as-sabru an ma'athiyate. These are the three which are mentioned in the riwayat. So Allah Ta'ala says that you have to do the sabr in these three circumstances. وَعَلَىٰ أَيُّ حَالٍ, He said, I'm not going to that detail, but He said that هُوَ sabr مِنَ الْفَرْضِ بِكَرِينَةٍ مَا يُقَابِلُ. This sabr, the first sabr that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, is regarding an individual. Every individual, each one of us, has to perform this duty, that we should be steadfast in these three circumstances that are there. But as an individual, each one of us has that responsibility, okay? And He said that I understand this بِكَرِينَةِ مُقَابِلَ, because there are two other ahkam which are there, and there the rhymes that I use there, that sabiru wa rabitu, from there I understand that this isbiru is the individual hukum from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so the first thing is that the individually, each one of us should be sabir, we should be steadfast in these three circumstances that we are in. Number two, isbiru and sabiru, the musabira. Allama said that وَالْمُسَابِرَ هِيَ التَّصَبُّرُ وَالْتَحَمُّلُ الْأَذَىٰ جَمَاعَةً. It is the collective steadfastness when you have the you have to pass through the calamities and the hardships and the troubles and adha from the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you are going in the path of Allah, there are enemies, there are hurdles, there are tawaghit who are there. Okay, these tawaghit will not allow you to go in easily in that path. Okay, they are planning and plotting against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the, against the mu'mineen. They are doing it. Now when you are in this state, when you have to pass through all these trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you have to collectively try to observe this trouble and the hardship and the calamities that are coming on you. بِإِعْتِمَادِ, how you will do that? بِإِعْتِمَادِ صَبْرُ الْبَعْضِ عَلَىٰ صَبْرِ الْآخَرِينَ. You know the example that we have discussed yesterday too, that it is a collective effort, and there are, I am weak, I have some deficiencies, you have some deficiencies. What we have to do is that we have to support each other, and we have to add the energies that I have to each other, and in that way 1 plus 1 become 11, and in that case our power is stronger now, and now individually the difficulties or the pressure that come to me, that what I can hold, now it is twofold, or maybe we can say that 100 times it is doubled, and now I can do it easily because now I have so many people together with me, and now I am doing it together. So Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that it's the ihtimad of sabr of one person on the other person. I am helping, I am getting help from you, you are getting help from me. Is that a salawat?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And he said that when you do like this, فَيَتَقَوَّ الْحَالِ وَيَشْتَدُّ الْوَسْخِ وَيَتَضَعْفُ التَّأْثِيرُ. Now when they come together, now they are strong enough. Now they are the ta'athir, the effect of this collective effort is far more than the individual sabr that is there. And the last thing, now in this said, these like sabiru or rabidu, there are different understanding among the ulama. Allama Tabarsi also later on when he tried to explain, there is one more dimension of that, of the walayat that is mentioned there. According to some of the ulama, this is the second part, the sabiru is the horizontal wilaya and rabitu is the vertical wilaya, that the when the mu'mineen, the group of mu'mineen, the relationship they have, the rabita that they have, the connection that they have with the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? But this explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in the beginning he is mentioning is a different way, but we can have the same results too. But see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about rabitu. He said that in second stage, we are talking about when you are in the stage, when you have are under attack, okay? So it is a defensive mode. So you are under attack from the enemies and you have to defend yourself. The way of defend yourself is this thing, that I have to support you and you have to support me. Mu'min have to hold hand of each other. وَتَعَوَنُوا الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. We have to hold the hand of each other because now we are under attack. And when you are under attack, the Mu'min has to come together to defend their iman, their belief system, so that they can be steadfast in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that the last one, Rabitu, is comprehensive than the second stage, where it is not just when you are under attack that you have to do this type of connection. No, generally speaking, every time, in every state, whether you are in the state of troubles or whether you are in the state of falah, right now, for example, everything is fine, you are in the ni'mah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no trouble, there is no enemy, nothing is there. You are living in, like for example, Canada, where you think that everything is fine, we don't have any pressure, we are living in a liberal society, I can pray anytime, I can do anything, whatever I want to do. In that state too, you don't think that, okay, I can live alone. I can, like for example, I am fulfilling my duties and I am fine with that. No, this is not the case. Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَابِتُ عَمْ مَعَنًا مِنَ الْمُصَابِرَةِ. It is more comprehensive than the previous thing. وَهِيَ إِيجَادُ الْجَمَاعَةِ. That you have to create a community, you have to create a that type of bond. Or in the examples that we have discussed, you have to create and build a team. Okay? إِرْتِبَاد بَيْنَ قَوَاهُمْ وَأَفْعَالِهِمْ فِي جَمِيعِ شُؤُونِ حَيَاتِهِمْ. And you should have a connection between all the efforts that you are doing, all the afal, all the actions that you are putting. You have to have a connection. جَمِيعِ شُؤُونِ حَيَاتِهِ الدِّينِيَةِ عَمْ مِنْ حَالِ الشِّدَّةِ وَحَالِ الرَّخَاءِ. Whatever state you are in the state of peace right now, or you are in the state of war. In all the state, jamee shoon, every dimension, you have to connect to each other. And then he says, وَلَمَّا كَانَ الْمُرَادِ نَيْلُ حَقِيقَةِ السَّعَادَةِ الْمَقْسُودَ لِلدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That's why I'm saying that this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has said that, that is the reason that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that when you're able to fulfill these three responsibilities that you have individually and collectively in two dimensions, in that case you will able to reach the comprehensive success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here. And that success is both lid dunya wal akhirah. It is not only akhirah, that you're saying, okay, in this world we have to live without any blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the case. Recite a salawat. I think I have passed almost, we have 7:34 here right now, but at the I just start this discussion and hopefully we'll finish it tomorrow. But after this discussion of the beginning, Allah Ta'ala has a very comprehensive discussion about this this ishtima that we have to create, okay? What is the status of ishtima as compared to individual or the collective effort of the individual? Who is the real, what is primary and what is secondary, for example? All these discussions are there. And one of the comprehensive discussions by Allama Tabarsi on this topic is under this ayah of Surah Ali Imran. One of the very interesting topics that Allama Tabarsi has mentioned in this discussion, which again I'm saying that it is very important for us to have a correct understanding of Islam, comprehensive understanding of Islam, and the picture that we have created in our mind regarding Islam is most of the time is incorrect, or at least it is not complete picture that we have created of Islam in our mind. And a lot of time it is actually negative propaganda that is done by the enemies of Islam regarding Islam, and they have presented Islam like this, in this mode, and we also accepted it in the way that was explained to us, that was presented to us, that was negatively propagated by the enemies of Islam. Allama Tabatabai Rizwanullah Alayh, the heading, the title that he used, and as I mentioned to you that he explained about that, I just use the title today, and inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq, then we'll discuss about that. Allama says, Al-Islam, the title is the heading number 14, because he discussed around 16, 17 topics under this ayah. The 14th topic that he discussed, the title is this, Al-Islam Ijtima'iyun bi jami'i shu'unihi. Islam is a collective religion, Ijtima'i religion, bi jami'i shu'unihi. Each and every hukum in Islam is ijtima'i. Okay, just trying to explain that what he mean. Okay, it means that the ahkam that we think that it is completely individual. Suppose that alone at your home you are praying two rakat salah, according to Allama Tabatabai is the ijtima'i hukum. He gave the example of saum, fasting. You know that sometimes we think that fasting is a completely individual action. It is. It has nothing to do with the other people. And I have no relationship because I am disconnecting myself to the people. It is just between me and my Lord. Nothing. Nothing is there between me and the other people. And Allama Tabatabai gives the example of, he gives the two ahkam as an example. One is Hajj, which is completely collective according to our understanding. On the other hand, the right beside Hajj, he gives the example of Saum. And myself, when I was reading first time, I was thinking that, okay, why Allama Tabatabai giving the example of some? He can give the example of some other ahkam, for example, jihad, he mentioned in the beginning. It was quite easy for us to absorb and digest. But I think that Allama Tabatabai wants to give us a shock, that he said that when I'm saying the bi jami'i shu'unihi, it means bi jami'i shu'unihi. Okay? And the ahkam that you think that they are completely individual ahkam, there are so many collective dimensions of these ahkam that maybe we are heedless regarding those dimensions of the ahkam. So we have to keep in mind, and then as I mentioned to you that we have to ponder upon this dimension of Islam, or maybe the true essence of Islam. And once we understand that, then we able to actualize the teachings of Islam. Otherwise, the Islam that the understanding that we have, the picture that we have created for Islam in our mind, if it is not comprehensive, it is not true a picture, in that case it's not possible for me to actualize those ahkam of Islam in my life individually and collectively. May we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of the dhikr of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and with the taking guidance and the shafa of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, who were able to create that ideal walaya in a form of a group of people who connected together for a single cause under the flag of a wali. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq so that we should be connected to this bond of the walaya in a proper sense and try to fulfill our responsibilities regarding each other. Inshallah ta'ala. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن حسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى inshallah, on behalf of all the shuhada, specifically shuhada Karbala, one time more. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala Husayn wa ala Today is 7th of Muharram. According to the narrations, from today onwards, the Saqqa is not to go towards the river Euphrates. Slowly, the kids, the children, the women, they are feeling thirsty in this heat of plain of Karbala. In the sound of Al-Atash. Al-Atash. Al-Atash is coming from the camps of Imam Hussein. Inshallah, at least from today onwards, whenever you feel thirsty, remember the thirst of the children of Imam Hussain. According to some of the narration, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned to his daughter that, tell my Shia that whenever you drink the cold water, please remember my thirst. It is mentioned in the narration that when Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam was alone, he fought with the enemy. Then he fell from his horse. All the enemies was surrounding Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody was throwing the stone on him. Somebody was throwing the arrow. There was a boy who was looking at Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam from the camps. He was the son of Imam Hassan Abdullah. Abdullah was looking at the wali. He was looking at the mazlumiya of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. He could not handle that. And he said, "Oh, Bibi Zainab, please allow me. I want to defend my wali." He left the camp. Bibi Zainab tried her best to stop him. But he didn't stop. He went to that person who was trying to put his sword on the neck of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And he say like this, "Ya ibn al-Khabisa, ataqtulu ammi?" Oh, the son of that lady, do you want to kill my uncle? I will not allow you to kill my uncle. The narration is saying that this boy put both of his hands to defend the wali. When the enemy saw the hands, he put his sword on the hand of this boy. Both the on the body of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. I will say, "Abdullah, you have reminded us of Abul Fazlil Abbas. When his right hand and left hand has come," he said to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, "and tell the enemies that, oh enemies, if you cut my both hands, I will still defend my wali." Oh, the follower of Abul Fadlil Abbas Abdullah, when he fall on the body of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, just think, an orphan boy on the head of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, in this his state when the Imam was there. He cannot do anything with this boy. He just prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell this boy that, Yabna akhi, O the son of my brother, Isbir ala ma nazala bik. Be patient, be steadfast what is coming to you. Fa inna Allah yulhikuka ala amaika tahirin. Soon you will meet your great grandfathers and father, inshallah ta'ala. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un.